We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Temima. We're up to page Pei Vav in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Kuf Lamed Vav in the Chazon Yoel edition. Ve'odat Torah Mirat Inayim Umedet Besoda Tolada. The Torah enlightens us further when it comes to understanding nature. Eitan wanted to know this. He just walked out. Shasalanu miktzat be'emot b'chayot, miktzat ofot, miktzat tagim. The Torah prohibits us from eating certain animals, birds, and fish. V'gam ze olech kishal dokei Torah. And this goes in line with the other things, the other paths of the Torah. Shekol dachei tovim lagufim b'noag shebo'olam. The directives of the Torah are beneficial to a person within the laws of nature. And they are also good for the soul, be it the way the soul was fashioned, be it the way that the commandment was given, that the commandment will benefit the person. So the Ramban over here is saying the Torah is beneficial for a person in the mundane physical world and in the spiritual world. And this is the idea we repeatedly quote in the name of Maimonides in Igeret Eman. Maimonides doesn't even talk about the soul. He only talks about the physical world. Nachmanides says it's good on both fronts. Because these things, it's known that they are unhealthy medically and for a person's health. ומלבד זה יש להם נזק בנפש מצד התולדה. And aside from that, they also harm a person's soul when it comes to his nature. וזהו שאמר שכתוב, and that's what the verse says, ונתמיתם בם, והוא חסר אלף. The Torah says, do not eat these defiled foods, lest you become defiled with them. And the Torah leaves out an aleph. The word tamnei ordinarily has an aleph. Tet mem aleph. It should have said nitmeitem with an aleph. Why does it use the word nitmeitem without an aleph? To allude to the word timtum. Timtum means stupidity. It is alluding, our sages say it, lomar shemetamtemim et alev. The Talmud says in Yuma that when one does certain sins, it is metamtem libo. It stuffs up his heart. It prevents him from attaining certain wisdom. So Chazal tell us that prohibited foods have an impact on a person's heart. Kasher yadanu ki alfot asurin kulan dorsin. We know that the Torah prohibited birds, 24 birds, and they are all predators. Chutz mi peres vozniya, aside from two, ven b'chol olam of achad dores elahim. And, says the Ramban, you will not find a predator other than them. Only the birds that the Torah prohibited. Every other bird is kosher. The Torah doesn't tell us which birds are kosher. The Torah tells you which are prohibited. And which are prohibited? The predators. So these are birds that are cruel. And so eating them would cause a person to be cruel. We were commanded to be merciful, to love one another. So that's why it's fitting that we should be prohibited to eat those birds. And another reason that they are prohibited is because their blood, these birds, one who eats them, they harm his nature. So the Ramban says, here's an example. You have foods that the Torah prohibited, and when the Torah prohibits it, it's beneficial to our soul not to eat them, it's beneficial to our nature. So the Torah reveals to us secrets about our nature, about what would be good for us within nature, and that's another benefit of the Torah. And he's only begun the thought, he's going to expand this to the prohibition of a woman when she's menstruating, and we'll see many other ideas that stem from this concept that he introduced today. Bezrat Hashem to be continued next week.